This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
New team, who dis?
New team, who dis? New team, who dis?
And in this game, we will name baseball players who are on different teams this year, and Sean and Lugie will compete with each other and see what team that player is now on. Now, the last time we did it, it was too tough. I mean, they basically didn't get anything right.
Well, there was also a miscarriage of justice.
Well, they got one correct.
Well, yeah, I started by trolling Sean by saying, what team is Juan Soto on?
Juan Soto.
So, we will start a little bit easier. Okay. Tiki's got some guys, I got some guys. Would you like to go first, Tiki Barber?
Yes, I'll go first.
And the person who will go first will be Tommy Lugauer, since Sean went first last time. So, Tommy, this player is for you. Tiki, take it away.
Tommy, tell me where, one, Justin Turner is playing.
Justin Turner is a member of the Seattle Mariners.
Ding, ding, ding.
No, I pressed the wrong button.
Wrong.
You are incorrect.
Wrong.
Justin Turner is a member of the Chicago Cubs. We were looking for Chicago Cubs.
He was also asked last time.
Oh, well. And he still got it wrong.
And Tommy guessed.
Oh, you mean over a week ago?
And Tommy guessed Mariners last time.
That makes it even worse. All right, I'm going to go with, for you, Sean, Blake Snell. We're looking for Blake Snell.
He's a Dodger.
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go. All right. 1-0. Tiki, for Tommy.
Tommy, where is Max Kepler playing?
The Pirates.
Wrong!
Correct state. Wrong team.
The Philadelphia Phillies were the answer we were looking for. The Philadelphia Phillies. Are you ready, Sean Morash?
Let's have it.
Tyler O'Neill.
Boston Red Sox.
You're guessing the Boston Red Sox.
Wrong!
He was on the Red Sox last year. His new team, who it is the Baltimore Orioles. We're looking for the Baltimore. We just had a fantasy draft.
Forgot about it.
Tiki, take it away.
Tommy, tell me where Corbin Burnes is playing.
The Arizona Diamondbacks.
Ding, 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 ding,
nailed it.
Ding, ding,
there's your layup. He got it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Corbin Burnes, Arizona Diamondbacks. By the way, not even pitching on opening day. They pushed him back to the fifth day. So for anyone who's all like freaking out about Kodai Senga not pitching right away or David Peterson not right away, Corbin Burnes got $1 billion and the Diamondbacks are like, right, we're going to push you back to the fifth day. Also, Jordan Montgomery, Tommy John surgery. How about that? Anyhow, Sean, you ready?
Let's go.
Jock Peterson. Left-handed slugging outfielder / DH. Jock Peterson. New team, who dis?
I believe it's the AL West. Angels.
So close. The Texas Rangers we were looking for.
Damn it.
Damn, you were so close right
there. So close. Loogie, where is your former favorite player? J.D. Davis.
J.D. Davis.
From cleanup hitter on the Yankees to the Sacramento, Los Angeles, Las Vegas Athletics of Indiana.
No? Oh, so close.
So close. We were looking for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
That should be the stock answer for all the, no offense, scrubs that are bouncing around.
Sean Moore asks, Michael Conforto. What team is Michael Conforto on now? New team, who does?
Oh, this is a good one. Michael Conforto is a Pittsburgh Pirate.
Oh, can I steal it?
Looking for the steal.
Dodgers.
Ding, ding, ding.
That they got
correct.
Him, too?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
So,
ding, ding.
I got the score at 1-1, Tiki. Am I correct on this?
Yes, you're correct.
All right, go ahead.
Well, if the steal counts, he has two because he got burns.
Okay, two.
2-1. 2-1, Tommy.
Sean.
Yeah.
Where is Ahmed Rosario playing?
Well, that one's for Tommy because it's back to Tommy's turn.
Oh, it's Tommy's turn.
Yes.
Oh, he stole. That's right. Tommy, where is Ahmed? You had an extra second to think about it. Ahmed Rosario playing.
So, he's not on Tampa anymore. Ahmed Rosario is on the Nationals. Of course I knew that.
You pulled that one out of your ass, didn't
no
you?
No way. I knew. We just had a fantasy draft.
Holy mackerel. All right. Well, you're going to win because you're up 3-1, but the final player at hand is former Yankee Kyle Higashioka. Kyle Higashioka.
The home run stroker.
He left the Padres? Okay. Is he a Pirate?
Want to go for the steal, Tommy?
He's a scallywag. Kyle is on the... I'm going to go...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all. In really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Texas Rangers.
Ah!
No. Why'd you feed that to me? I literally was about to say it.
I didn't feed you anything. What are you talking about?
That wasn't on the air.
It was the Texas Rangers.
Yes.
Wait, you were feeding him answers?
No.
I was not feeding him.
Why would you yell that? I had my hood over my eyes, so I wouldn't see anything. For that answer, the whole game?
For that answer, I was going to say Texas, and Evan was feeding me that one.
What the hell is wrong with
you?
I'm
not going to lie. No, it wasn't. That one was cheated. But I was already up 3-1. He didn't say anything before that, but that one he was screaming Rangers.
I closed my eyes, covered myself with a hood not to be accused of cheating, and you two were
cheating?
Well,
you Googled the answers last time, so cry me a river.
Sean, I can promise you this. Tiki could promise you this. Tommy could promise you this. We would never cheat you.
Sure you wouldn't. I also just realized I ate a crumb, and I don't know what it's from.
All right, thank you very much. Congratulations, Tommy Lugauer, the winner of New Team. Who dis? Let's go to Dave calling from Seaford. How are you, Dave?
Hey, guys, I want to call about everybody calling the Mets names and everybody else's names. The problem is that Uncle Steve has turned into giant George Steinbrenner of the 90s, buying whatever he wants, and now Hal has turned into every other owner of baseball, saying, oh, I don't want to pay all this money. And now all the Yankee fans are saying, oh, it's not fair, it's not fair.
Yeah, I think that...
I don't think Yankee fans are saying it's not fair.
No one's saying it's not fair. They're more angry at ownership, saying, hey, we demand more out of you, spend more money.
Why can't we also do this, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
We are the richest organization by market cap of any team in baseball. And so it's not really market cap because it's not publicly traded, but you know what I mean. The value of the organization is huge. Why can't we spend the money?
Yeah, I think the Yankees... in the 90s and 2000s were on their own level.
Yes.
And now, I think our last caller is right, a lot of teams are on the same level. And I think the Mets are on that same level now. I don't put them above them. I think the Dodgers are probably the only team that's above everybody because of the way they've kind of taken advantage of the system and the way they've taken advantage of deferred money. While it was a power move to get Juan Soto, no question about it.
Right.
I don't view the Mets, and I'm not saying this in any kind of negative way, I don't view them as the team that's just going to go buy Vladimir Guerrero Jr. next year or buy Kyle Tucker. Or like in this offseason, they didn't buy Corbin Burns. They went out and they bought a specific player, but I don't look at them necessarily as the big bully on the block that maybe George was 20-plus years ago. So I think the dynamic change that we've seen is that the Yankees and the Mets are probably more on the same level financially.
Yeah, I mean, I think... there's a couple of teams that are up at the top. Obviously, the Dodgers are on a different level. But there's a couple of teams at the top. And I think because I would guess the Yankees have been doing this for so long that it just feels exhausting, especially without the return happening, meaning that is championships. Whereas the Mets, it's a relatively new tenure still for Steve Cohen as the owner.
Absolutely.
And so it doesn't feel like, God, I'm just wasting millions of dollars year over year over year. It doesn't feel like that yet. Eventually, it might become that
way.
Sure,
if they don't win.
But right now, it still feels new and accessible to spend his way to having the best player.
And speaking of new and accessible, the Mets made an announcement today that is one of the best announcements they've made in a long time. Before we get to that, let's go to AJ in Carlstadt, New Jersey. What's up, AJ?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Your quote from Nimmo was, you said print.
Yeah.
So you won't think that the first time that the Mets and the Yanks meet, somebody's going to throw at Nimmo's head?
No, I don't think the Yankees are going to throw at Nimmo's head. Why? Because he said we're not going to be the stepbrother anymore? And who's going to do that specifically? Max Fried, who's a Brave? Carlos Rodon is going to do it? Like, who is literally going to say, well, Brandon Nimmo talked big, I'm going to throw a ball at his head.
Aaron Judge from right field.
Right. And even he probably wouldn't do that.
Doesn't care.
I don't think so. Let me get to something the Mets did, because I think this is a brilliant announcement. And I remember years ago, I don't know if it was with us, so if you remember it, Tiki, say, yeah, it was with me, or if it was with Craig, or even before that with Joe. But I remember having a discussion how the Mets need to rip off the Nationals' idea and the Brewers' idea of having a mascot race. If you're not familiar, in Milwaukee, they've got all these meets that race each other. Like, they're dressed up in, you know, mascot outfits, and then they race each other.
Yes.
Like, the sausage races the hot dog or whatever the hell it is. In D.C.
Is it a condiment race?
No, I think it's like...
It's just called the sausage race, and it's different types of sausages.
Yeah, it's like chorizo, right. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah, so it's like a bunch of sausages race each other.
Right.
Now, there's one time this baseball player, Randall Simon, actually took a bat and hit one of the sausages, and it created one of the great moments in FAN history when Bob Huesler said, Randall Simon whacks a sausage. More on that next or something.
Hacking and whacking.
Yeah.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.